That's everything we spoke about yesterday. Now let's go forward. Kidei l'shaber es ha'ozen nishtamesh b'moshel habor. He predicted that we would have a hard time getting this. So his next line was, in order to break our ears, in order to understand this, we'll look at a moshel. Let's use a moshel. Adam sheni shuta v'beis choreshes anna. Sheshov yameya $1 million. The other guy is a partner in a very, very big industry, factory, whatever, with $100 million. Today that's not so big. Chelkei v'shutves $1 million. His partnership in this business is $1 million. Yeah. V'yesh oid meya shutvim. There's another 99, 100 partners or whatever. Shelkol echad meim v'yesh shutves b'shov $1 million. There's 100 partners. Each one's worth $100 million. So, fine, $100 million. Numa is chaveiro. Kubal beit charosh es katan. Shove $1 million. He's got a friend. He's got a little small private little business, and he's worth $1 million. Now, if I would ask you, what's better? Mitzad echad hashutuf beis charosh es anak mishtaych lekutza adira. They're both worth $1 million. Okay. Shinu mokum shinu mazel. The shutuf in the big industry, mitzad echad, he's part of a very big powerful force. Luguv kalkeli balutzma, he's part of a very big corporation. Company is part of is worth $100 million. Achmiyedoch hulo balabait ayochid, but he's not boss. He doesn't do whatever he wants. Now he's got 99 people. He's got a swing. Rakele katan mimarechet shutuf b'chuz boded. He's a small part of a very big industry. The other guy is part of a very small thing, not that much power, not that much purchasing power, whatever. But he's the boss. His influence is seen in every aspect of the industry. That's the marshal. And now we understand the machlekes Yosef and Yehuda. Very little. Bechinas Yosef Atzadik, he bechinas Beit Choreshes Tanakh. Yosef Atzadik's world is a big, big factory. Hayichidim kulam mizbatli letzadik ador, zutz madir. You have one powerful leader, the king, where everyone's mizbatl to the king, and you have a big factory made up of lots and lots and lots of people. Am Yisrael, zugila v'pirsim shel shem shemayim barabim. Yeah, you lose that aspect of individuality, the personal impact that the human has. Therefore, the Shvatim didn't agree. Let's see. The Tzareinu, Avadnu Kerem is Derech Avodosu Shel Yosef HaTzadik. Today, we don't have the Derech of Avodosu of Yosef HaTzadik. There's some faint echoes of that. If you want to go look, you'll see it. Ve'itvus hatzionis hagororoseya kashe eretz nitna v'yad rosha kamalim poiko el v'akimu am chadash amashe ka'am charet et digloi al amire v'malchus shamayim. We had, round about the beginning of the First World War, a new Jew stood up, a Jew who was going to be Jewish without any shaykhus to Torah and HaKadosh Baruch. There was the danger of the Zionist movement. It was a nation that was going to be a Jewish nation without any shaykhus to Torah and HaKadosh Baruch. Am Chadash. Shekaam, they're an Am. And as an Am, we were going to uproot every zig of Malchus Shamayim. That's what that was about. Bothering you? So speak it out.
No,
it's
the marshal. I'm very confused with.
Well, we're trying to work through the marshal. So, wait. So that musag of a tzadi gomor, and everyone is battle as an am to the tzadi gomor, we don't have today. You'll see a few pockets of it in the Hasidic world school, but there's a faint echo. Because that's not an am, that's just a small part of that. The Chiddush that we've already got used to, it becomes so habitual that we don't even stop to think about it anymore. Medina Yehudis, Hamazois Atzmo, Imasimoni Malumin Bilvad, Shalam Hayudi, Umafkimimenu es Malchus Shamayim. If you didn't understand it until last year, we understood it over the last 12 months. But this is Pasha. It was a wake-up call to remind us what's going on. You have a Jewish nation and a Jewish land where the simonim of the Jewish nation, the Jewish land, are the nations of the world to be like everybody else and to be uproot wherever you can any zig of Malchus Shamayim. No, not what I'm talking about. Completely oblivious. We've already got so used to it, we don't even know there's a problem anymore. When you have a government standing up in the Jewish nation, whose sole goal is to make sure there's no remnant of anything Yiddishkeit left in the country. You didn't see that happening? Yeah, because we got used to it. So Hashem said, I'm going to make you not used to it. I'm going to give you a year where you'll see Poshut. That's how it is. The entire purpose of setting up this whole marechet of a Jewish nation without Torah was to destroy Torah. We'll all convert to Christianity and we'll solve the Jewish problem. You know who said that? Hitler. No. Herzl. Yeah. That was the beginning and end of that book. So we don't have the Tzadik Gomel with a nation mevatel to the nation anymore. Yes, that was secret. He wrote that in his diary. He wasn't embarrassed to say it. It was put down as one of the World Zionist Congress and whatever year it was. It was put down as one of the proposals.
Anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used his people to do what he wants.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about the fact that we don't have the Musag of Yosef in the world anymore. The Musag of the Tzadik Gomer, where the nation is mevatel to the Tzadik Gomer to be makovet to Makadosh Shem Shamayim, that we have very little of.
In the sense that Yosef is more prepared than Mashiach. That means
are we not there yet? No. Wait a second. Yeah. That will get you. Yeah. There, Magil, is it? Yeah. We're not there yet. Yeah. One second. Just we'll get there. Yeah. What Yosef as Mashiach ben Yosef. We're not into Mashiach ben Yosef. So you don't understand Yosef.
Yosef also, he was involved in the economy in Egypt. And
You're not saying not. The tzaddik, the melech, who's ruling the world, who's ruling the Jewish people, through the derech of Yosef, has to be a king. He has to take care of everything. Of course, he doesn't sit in a little corner and meditate. He's running the world. Of course,
Yosef. Two steps. But it's not together. It's two steps. It's a problem of the brother of Yosef. It's the same step.
We're in the Sheiresh of Yosef and the Sheiresh of Yehuda. Okay? How those Sheiroshim play out, that's world history. We're discussing the Sheiresh at the moment. We're trying to understand the two different darche of how a melech conducts his world. Yosef's world up to now is the tzaddik. There's a unique tzaddik in the world. He does certain things that nobody else is shaykh to do. And everyone's mevatel to his tzidkas and mekadoshem shemayim to be mevatel to the tzaddik. We don't have that today. We don't have an Am Yisrael who rallies around the tzaddik. We don't have the tzaddik. And even if we do, very few people rally around the tzaddik to be mekadoshem shemayim.
Back then was the
tzaddik
and the king the same person?
It doesn't matter. No. We're not talking in a practical. We're talking in a shayrish. Understand the principle.
Okay, so we don't have
Yosef. We don't have a musag of Yosef today. And even if we do, you have a God Lador, you have a Tzadik Lador, whatever. You don't see the entire nation railing around him. On the contrary, Rav Ruba of Jews today don't even know that they're Jewish. Most Jews today don't even know what Shabbos is. They don't even know what Shema Yisrael is. Are they going to mabattle themselves to the Tzadik? We said that the reason we don't have an Am Yehudi today that is Sheikh to a Yosef, because your Am Yehudi today is rallying around some false god called, let's be like everybody else.
That's it. So we've
changed
ourselves, not.
Am Yehudi, Medina Yehudi, Samazais, Atzma, Imasimonim, Alumim, Bilvat. There's no Malchus Shemayim. There's no Kovet Shemayim.
Yes, but.
Niten yois Yehudi, the law Yahadut. Niten yois Yisraeli, the law Torah and Mitzvahs. Today you can be a Jew without Torah and Mitzvahs. I'm Israeli and that's enough when we know that. And then I have nothing here because living here without Ruchnis is really not that profitable. So you move to Los Angeles. Most of the Israelis are living anyway. These are stories I prefer talking about on Tisha B'Av. It's in the Daf now. What can I do? But everybody knows what I'm talking about. Wow, I didn't know that. That's in the Zohar, Rabbi. Oh,
in this process, we have a description and then it's growing new.
Maybe, could be, but we're not discussing that now. We're discussing Yosef. We're trying to understand where we lost Yosef along the way. Okay, let's see. Kodesh Baruch Hu did this. Understand? It's all good at the end of the day. We're trying to understand the Shoresh. V'mokum lito lesatavkit shel amzu yitzati li tilosi yisofri. This nation that I created. My praise, Hashem says, v'mokum sheyitzik shelanu ka'am Hashem al admosay benisim gedoylim ye'amay me'atzik es malchu shamayim ha'matzupo ha'efach ha'gomo. This nation that will live in Eretz Yisrael with miracles and miracles, and that will be covered shamayim. That'll be a gilu of Malchus Shemayim, the exact opposite. We live in a country where there's miracles happening every day, and we don't blame the miracles, we blame our Koitz of Oitzim Yodi. Look at the secular textbooks that discuss the Six-Day War. There was not one miracle in the Six-Day War, not one. Not one. It was all Koitz of Oitzim Yodi. Now look, read the textbooks, everybody. And I'm not a politician, I'm telling you the fact, that's the way it is. Not one miracle. Anybody studied the Six-Day War?
In America, in the...
There was nothing that wasn't a miracle. They don't even study the Six-Day War in what's that big military academy in America?
West Point?
They don't discuss the Six-Day War. They look at all the wars. All the wars over there discuss wars. They discuss training. They do not discuss the Six-Day War. When somebody asked that I would build the curriculum, they'd speak general, why not? He said there's nothing to learn in the Six-Day War militarily. The whole thing was one big miracle. But the little kids in Israel, when they're learning about the Six-Day War, no, there was no miracles. It was all because of superior strategy and military. Ramnach Weinberg had an uncle who was a colonel in the army in the Six-Day War. They were living out. People were worried. People were scared. It wasn't a posh. I remember in South Africa, kid, it was a 7-8-year-old kid, whatever. In South Africa, we were really worried. The future didn't look so rosy. They asked this colonel, "What's going to be?" He said, "I don't know what's going to be, but it'll all be over in 6 days." He said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "We only have bullets for 6 days." We don't have enough firepower for more than 6 days. So the war will be over in 6 days, and it will be. Who won? That's what he said. No, the stories are, we know the stories. All the stories of people that were there, whatever. Open miracles. Okay. The same as the Yad, the same as Chris Yamsuk. Yes. The logic, I'm just trying to think the logic of this one historian. Is brilliant. Absolutely genius. Oh, like this. When people learn about Kriyas Yam Suf, right? They'll say, thousands of years later, hundreds of years later, it must have been a miracle. I mean, there's no other way it could have happened without a miracle, right? Yeah, there's no other way it could have been. But the people that were there saw there was no miracle. They knew there was no miracle. The same as the state of Israel. People in 100 years' time will look back and see the founding of the state of Israel and they'll say, it must have been a miracle. It's impossible that that took place without a miracle. But the people, I'm telling you what this guy said, but the people that were there saw there was no miracle. If you can wrap your brain around that professor's logic, I'm happy to go through. There was no way it couldn't have been a miracle. But the people there, saw there was no miracle. That's genius. Now, and people buy into that. People learn that and understand it. And that's why there was no miracle. It wasn't a miracle. It was just, why? Because it couldn't have been anything else but a miracle. But the people they saw it wasn't a miracle. They saw that it was their question. Did it? But it couldn't have been anything. Yeah, I'm supposed to say, Marshall. Yeah, what? Huh? That's Megillah Esther, but tell me about Hanukkah. Hanukkah is different. Hanukkah, you saw open miracles. You saw open miracles. You saw Anthony Yeshiva Bochum taking on, you know, the Russian and American army alive and whipping them bad because there was open miracles. You didn't have to wait till the end of the story. Yeah, you're right. There's different. You know, the Six-Day War, you didn't have to wait to see three Israeli tanks take out 1,000 Egyptian tanks. I don't care how good a shot you are. That's it. No, I'm making it up. I'm being recorded, brother. And you know why they beat them? You know why those Egyptian tanks surrendered? Because of the aeroplane. But there were no aeroplane. There were no aeroplane. When they captured Egypt, they said, why did you guys wave white flags? There were only three tanks here. Don't worry about the tanks. You saw the aeroplanes overhead. You knew we were dead. They radioed in. No aeroplanes. They picked up by where the aeroplanes take you guys out. No aeroplanes. That's not a miracle. That's not a miracle. It couldn't have not been a miracle, but the people there saw that's not a miracle. Three tanks taking 1,000 tanks because of the aeroplanes that weren't there. They saw it wasn't a miracle. So that's who we're dealing with. Anyway, I don't want to go down there. I want to try and get to where we want to get to. This is just a very small sidestep, but it does shock people because of a lot of different reasons. The concept, Rabbi Avigdor Miller said it as well, the biggest threat to Klal Yisrael was this, that for the first time we could sell to the Jewish people an Am HaYehudi Bli Torah. That was never available before. Now it's available. That's the problem. That's why we don't have this Am in the way it's supposed to be, the ideal Am and a Yosef Bika Am that rallies around the Tzaddik, the vattles to the tzaddik for one purpose and one purpose only. So what do we do in a matzah like that? Let's see. Lu ayinu zoichim, had we merited it. Veretz alayisim itenas lanu miyodav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yaisu menagas tachas hanoga gedol yador. Had Eretz Yisrael been given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the nation being run by gedol yador b'Torah, chilul Shabbos haya michutz l'chok. When Mashiach comes, you're going to be Machal Shabbos because it will be against the law. Like in the times of Chizkiyahu, where everyone is keeping Torah. This prisons would be empty. You wouldn't need prisons. You could turn them into yeshivas. You won't have theft. You won't have drugs. You won't have any crime. Kolbat Yisayf HaMamlachtim HaYofchim LeTalmidot Torah. The world would look like it's supposed to look like. It would look like when Mashiach comes. Lo ani zoichim lomas Eretz Yisrael medinas hayudim haya oilam b'moloy kuyoyre hagoyim hayuchos lekol erech moisra noishi. Harash ya ye kiddush Hashem gadol me'ayim kamoyim. It would have been a kiddush Hashem like in the times of Shlomo HaMelech when all the goyim used to come to learn from us. Because they knew that we were the gods. Because all the nations of the world saw the greatness and the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Am Yisrael, I glory in you. I become glorified through you, Hashem says. And then there would be a lot of gairim as well. And we would have come to the final tachlis. All the nations would have mavatled themselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This nation with beautiful midas and such crystal shiny. Chochma and all sorts of wonderful qualities would have become famous all over the world. In 3 weeks' time, we're going to be davening for that. And all the four ones will come and they will give you the crown, Hashem. That's what Yosef HaTzadik wanted. That was his way. And the times of Chizkiyahu, that's what we had. But a nation that was kulu rallied around the king, kulu keeping Torah and mitzvahs, and the entire world, Shlomo is maybe a better example, the entire world came to be mevarech from the Jews. We had pockets of that in a very microcosmic form. The Chofetz Chaim, for example, the Goyim understood when the Chofetz Chaim walked to your fields, you had better crops. You used to ask the Chofetz Chaim to walk through their fields. Because they knew there was a tzaddik. Even the Goyim understood and appreciated what a tzaddik was. There was a little pattern tricks of this. But Yosef wanted the entire world to look like that. It was his dream. Achashvatim chelkal darkashu Yosef. They said, no, that's not the derech. You see, they were wrong, because Hashem said, that's not the derech. Because we don't have Yosef's derech. Hem dovku b'derech ha'yochur elachen hem lo yiskimu im chaloyim as Yosef edus his batlus legodu. They believed in the yochid, not in the am, and therefore they weren't prepared to maskim to these batlus of the nation, to the am, the people, to the godel. But we see it's not what we've got. If that's what Hashem wanted, that's what we would have had. I don't know. I'm not going into Betochen. That's all. We see on the ground, that's not what we've got. My fault, his fault, I don't know. That's too big. That question's too big for him. Kenege derech Yosef, kenege derech Achiv, Yekumi Yisrael, Shnei Mashiach. Now we get into what you are. Now, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef, he bore. Had we been merited to create this Am Mekatsha Hashem in the ways of Yosef, then we would have had a thing called Mashiach ben Yosef. Okay, no chazala, Mashiach Yavo, or Bado Shekulu Zakai, Terezu Darka Shel Yosef, or Mashiach will come to a generation that's Kulu Zakai. That's the way of Yosef. She gilu malchus shemayim elidei kach sham Yisrael hu am zakai. Mashiach will come via Yosef's derech. Why? Because the malchus shemayim will come via klalus of doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Then if shemakayim is a teiru, it's in the face of the gedusha v'tara. If don't know it's saying it's a schut levo shal Mashiach ben Yosef, but Mashiach ben Yosef died, we don't have the schut of that anymore. Am Yisrael enu am hamakad Hashem shemayim. 90% of Klal Yisrael don't even know that there's a thing called Torah and Mitzvah. So where's the Am Mekadesh Shem Shemayim? The Tzareinu Rav Kiyom Am Yetzegim Es Ha'am Yehudi B'Kol Ha'Olam and any Yehudim Shem Torah and Mitzvahs. Who represents Klal Yisrael out in the world today? Not people that are Shem Torah and Mitzvahs. Very few.
We have the numbers.
I'll give them to you now. Ele Yisraelim Chosu Zehut Yehudit Amitis Ve'eni Ro'im Ve'eneinu Kalos Keitze Yiskayim Yubo Manu. We see it before us. We all talk about it all the time. Because also when Klal Yisrael go down, they go lower than anybody else. There's nothing better than a good Jew. There's nothing worse than a bad Jew. We do it properly. Either way. We don't have official, I mean, I don't know the people numbers, but I mean, there have been statistics. There was a great Pew poll about 4 years ago. There was Dick Horwitz and Anthony Gordon. Stuff that they did a lot of research into this or whatever. About 90% of Klal Yisrael is not Shem Torah and Mitzvahs. Of the 10% that is Shem Torah and Mitzvahs, there's different groupings. They split it up into sort of, they have their criteria, how they split it up or whatever. But what I get, let's say that Shem Shabbos is the criteria.
Not even
20%. No, it's not even. No. And remember, as more and more people become full, more and more people assimilate. Your assimilation rate is eating a massive hole in whatever's left. Anybody who knew, anybody who ever sat and spoke with Mark Weinberg? Anybody here?
Yeah.
He understood. He saw the catastrophe before his eyes. I once told him that some of the things he's doing is keneged the dinim of Hilchos Kiruv. Look, Kiruv. I'm an awesome guy that started working for Aisha Torah. So I wasn't going to be. I had kashas, and he was prepared to deal with it. I said, this thing you're doing there in terms of what's supposed to be done in Kiruv and Shulchan Aruch of Kiruv, there's a poshut Lo Beseder. He said, you're right, but I'm not doing Kiruv. I mean, Voldi not Solos Nefoshes. But Solos Nefoshes, as we're learning in the Gemara's in Sanhedrin, has different dinim. Pekuach Nefesh is not the poshut. He said, I'm making sure that there'll be a few Jews left to Makarot. That's all. I'm just trying to stop assimilation. Later on, as things started turning, whatever. But essentially, yeah, that's all he wanted to do, is to make sure that he didn't stop marrying for him, there would be something left to Makarov. But it wasn't a theoretical discussion for him, well, let's see. He saw it in front of his eyes, that made himself out. We don't see it in front of our eyes. It's terrible, this assimilation problem. Pass the salt here, you know. He couldn't see it now, couldn't he? He made himself ill over it. Anyway, I'm just saying, there are people like that's a terrible situation, which 100 years ago was unthinkable. Unthinkable. Before the First World War, not everybody was a tzaddik, not everybody was a yeshiva bach, no one was sitting learning Torah or whatever. But everybody knew what the truth was. You chose to keep it, you chose not to keep it. But everybody knew there was nothing to discuss. Everyone knew what the correct way was. And you had Balabatim, and you had Amaratzim, and you had, you know, you had your local town thief, and you, but they were all at least Shomer Shabbos. At least keeping Shabbos, Shomer Shabbos has to be the minimal. That's not Shomer Shabbos, there's no one to talk to. Shomer Shabbos, the Seder. I'm saying that's about 10%, 12%, 15%, call it 20%. What about the other 80%? There's a catastrophe. So that's clearly not the way of Yosef. I'm not politically, I'm talking, that's not the way of Yosef. So now we have to see him. It's a shame. We'll start tomorrow, next week. We'll start on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. Tkuf is Hayechidi Mashiach Ben David. We're in the Tkuf of what's called Mashiach Ben David. There may be a way for Mashiach Ben Yosef still. That would require miracles. And we're used to miracles. But at the moment, it looks much more like the world we're living in. Anybody whose eyes are half open is the world of what we'll see is Mashiach Ben David, is Yehuda's Derech.
Mashiach Ben Yosef, it's more the material part that means people who have the